A couple minutes left here, and I didn't ask you all the questions, but I just wondered if you could kind of tell me, you know, you said that you mentioned that it's hard to know. We were talking before about differences and so forth, about people not understanding one another. How have things changed in that regard? Do you think they've changed significantly in the last 50 years?
I think they are changing. Yes, I think so.
How about the schools? Were the schools really a whole lot better by the time you retired? Did you say really remarkably different? Or?
Yes, I retired 10 years ago, and the kids now are they aren't under good control as they were when I retired 10 years ago.
What do you think about the quality of education, though?
Oh, I don't think it has improved. I could be wrong, but I don't think so.
How about the information and so forth? Is it about the same as just the competence?
I think just about. Seemingly, they're not. The teachers don't seem to be as much interested in people as they were further back. I think I call this book back there. Most of them were dedicated. They weren't after the loaves and the fishes. They were trying to improve the kids. But now, most they think about is that check. they're not as much
interested. You weren't thinking of the loaves and the fishes. You mean by that the material
thing? Yes,
yes. You think they were more spiritual, almost more spiritual about teaching.
Yes.
How about the neighborhood? Has that changed? Has it been built up considerably?
The neighborhood, it's an entirely different neighborhood since we put these apartments over here. It's entirely different. The people are a different type people to the ones who used to live through here.
Well, is it better or worse, or is it just different?
To me, it's worse.
Okay.
I think it's worse.
Why?
What did you say?
Why?
Why?
Yeah.
Well,
I'm really interested.
When I grew up, and up until the time they built the apartment, this was an exclusive neighborhood. And if you lived near Knoxville College, you were in an exclusive neighborhood. Well, when they built these apartments across the street, they were open to everyone. Now there's an area called East Knoxville, and there were some good people in that area, but there were also slums. But there weren't any slums in this area at all. Well, as soon as they built these apartments, the people who lived in the slum area, they moved out here and moved into these apartments. So that made the change.
How long, when did they build those apartments?
40.
Now, and how many people would you say live over there? How many units are there, roughly?
There are above 300, I think.
300 units?
I think, yes.
So probably over 1,000 people.
So it made a difference. But this was a very exclusive area at one time. People who lived in this Knoxville College area. And most of them were educators.
Sure.
Most of them were educators.
Well, Now, the college was founded about 1875.
I believe that's what that says.
Yeah, 1875. Your father, when did you go to college? About
19 what?
Is it after World War One?
I started in about that time.
So your father must have gone about before the turn of the century.
He went late.
Where did he teach?
Well, he taught me in the city school.
All his life?
Well, he taught in the, you know, we have county schools and city schools.
Yeah.
And before he taught in the city schools, he taught in the county schools. Then he came into the city schools.
And did he teach until he retired? So he must have gone to Knoxville College about 1900.
It was way back there someplace.
I see, well, that's very interesting. That's